Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The date is Monday, December 10, 2012, and we welcome you to the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room to Tech Talk of AccessibleWorld.org. Rick Harmon dives into Windows 8, the latest operating system by Microsoft, on Monday, December 10th, on our Tech Talk program. And, of course, here we go. In this demonstration, Rick will show us the differences and similarities between Windows 8 and Windows 7. Rick will show you the new start screen and Windows 8 charms, as well as showing all of us Windows 8 running with the various screen readers out there. Rick will show us that although Windows 8 is different than Windows 7, it shouldn't be feared. After the demonstration, Rick will answer your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we shall ask Marcia Moses, our coordinator of events, to play Rick's presentation, and afterwards he will open this up to questions. So Marcia, we are ready to go.
Good evening. This is Rick Harmon, and I am very pleased to be back here at Accessible World Tech Talk once again. Thank you for having me here. Tonight, we will be talking about Windows 8. Windows 8 was released on October 26th of this year, and new computers are now starting to ship with the operating system on them. What I'll be showing you tonight is some of the ways that Windows 8 is similar to Windows 7, and ways that it is different. I'll be showing you Windows 8 on various screen readers, such as JAWS, NVDA, and System Access, and if time permits, maybe even Narrator. What we will not talk about here this evening, beyond right now, is Windows 8 RT and Windows Surface. Surface is a tablet that runs Windows 8 RT. Windows 8 RT is the version of the operating system that runs on tablets. Several people have asked, can we use Surface? Is it accessible? And the answer there is probably at least yes and no. Surface does have Narrator, from what I've been told, and Narrator is accessible on Windows 8 with touch support, so you could use that to get around. I can't comment on how well that works and how many apps out there are accessible with Narrator, but currently you can't run NVDA, JAWS, System Access, WindowEyes, and any other what you would call x86 screen readers out there. And that's due to the processors that the Surface uses. There is supposed to be a Surface Pro coming out here either by the end of the year or early next year. And it runs with what is called the Intel x86 processor, which is basically an Intel i5 processor. And that should be able to run things like JAWS, System Access, NVDA, WindowEyes, and so on. So we're not going to talk about Surface or Windows RT here this evening, so please don't ask any questions about this, because I really can't say a whole lot about them. I've not seen one, I've not touched one, and I can only tell you what I've heard from others. Alright, additionally, I have a problem here with JAWS on this machine due to a incompatible video card and Windows 8. It will do most things, but there are certain things it doesn't do, so I'm not going to be showing you apps using JAWS. I will primarily use NVDA to do that. And we'll probably look at System Access. I don't have WindowEyes on this particular system. Windows 8, WindowEyes 8 is now out and available. And that does fully support Windows 8. System Access supports Windows 8. NVDA current versions support Windows 8 very well. JAWS 14 supports Windows 8 as well. All right, with that being said, we'll get into the demonstration now. Okay, we are now ready to start. Let me say a couple things first about how I'm recording this. A rather complicated setup here. We're running Windows 8 out through a cord into a mixer. And I have a headset set up here as well. And that's not going through the mixer, that's going in to the computer. And the mixer's going into the computer through the line in. And I'm using Studio Streamer to put all this together and record it. So I do have a little bit of delay that kind of comes through the mixer. Also, I'm getting a little bit of noise. You may hear a little background noise. You may hear my voice a tiny bit in the background. So just try to overlook all of that. It's just the perils of recording. Problem is here, I don't have a way to record Windows 8 directly on the Windows 8 box. The creative drivers aren't letting me do the what you hear really to my liking, so I'll do it this way. All right, with that being said, we have JAWS 14 running here, and we are on the Windows 8 desktop.
Rick Hammond.
And I'm using Vocalizer Daniel here on JAWS. On NVDA, we'll be using eSpeak, your favorite voice for any of you that have probably heard it. And you know I'm being a little bit sarcastic there. System Access, when we get into that and may do some app demonstrations with that, we'll be running probably Eloquence. And if we have time, and we'll get into Narrator as well and show you some of the things it can do on Windows 8. And it'll be using the new SAPI 5 voices that Narrator has for it in Windows 8. You have some different new voices now. All right, let's look around the desktop here a little bit.
Computer. Network. Recycle bin.
And you see we have icons here.
Control panel. FS Reader 2.0. JAWS 14.0. The Legend Listener Stats. Internet Explorer. Facebook.
And so we have a desktop full of icons here. And you say, okay, so what's so special about that? And really nothing. But Windows 8 is different from Windows 7. You have the traditional desktop here to run what would be called the old style applications. And then we'll have a start menu, a start area that will show us the apps. The new, they're not called Metro style apps anymore. So I'll just call them Windows 8 apps. So let's tab around a bit here. Now what you would expect to hear next,
tab, Internet Explorer button,
would be start button. And that is gone. If I hit the Windows key, that will bring up the app start screen, not the traditional start menu that you're used to seeing in Windows 7, Vista, XP, and so on. There is a way to get that back, and we won't go over that. That's too deep for this particular demonstration, but there are ways to get start menu here on Windows 8. So we're now on the taskbar.
Internet Explorer button.
And all I have there is Internet Explorer, and that's just a quick launch button.
Tab. Notification chevron button.
Now we're in the system tray, or what it's typically called in Windows 7 and Windows 8 is the notifications area.
Action center, no current issues detected button. Temp number 0, 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Temp number 1, 95 degrees Fahrenheit. Clock, 2.0 GHZ load, 1% button. Temp number 0. 88 degrees. Network internet access button. Speakers. 52% button. 3.04 p.m. clock.
Yeah, and the things that you would normally expect to see for the most part in the notifications area. The temperature thing there is a temperature monitor on my computer. That doesn't come with Windows 8. That's a program that monitors CPU temperatures. Things like that.
Tab. Show desktop button.
You see the... you see the show desktop button here, which you see traditionally in Windows 7 as well.
Shift tab. Notification chevron button. Tab. Show desktop button. Tab. Desktop. Folder view list view. Facebook.
And if I tab the right way instead of shift tabbing, then you see we go right back to the desktop. So the main difference here that you're going to see in Windows 8 from Windows 7 is you have a desktop, you have a taskbar, you have a notifications area, you just don't have a start button. So let me press the start button here, or the Windows key.
Start screen, mail, expanded.
And we come up in what Windows 8 calls the start screen. And this will show us all the programs we have installed on the machine. Windows old style programs included, as well as Windows 8 new style apps. So let's just move around here a little bit. You heard it say mail. We have a mail app here, which I'll demonstrate with NVDA here in a bit.
Calendar, 7, Friday, expanded.
And I'm right arrowing here. This is a grid, so you up and down, left and right arrow to navigate through it. And I'll just give you a little bit of information here of what I know about some of these. Calendar appears to be accessible. I played with that a little bit last night, and it allows you to set up reminders and appointments and things like that. It allows you to go through the calendar day by day. And from what I played with that, it looked accessible.
Internet Explorer.
We have Internet Explorer.
Store.
And that's the app. There is a desktop program called Internet Explorer, and there is also a Windows 8 app called Internet Explorer. JAWS supports both of these. I think everybody else does as well. And they function pretty much similar.
Bing. Trending. Subway arrest. Fiscal cliff. Eat. Store.
And then we have the App Store. And that's something we may go into a little bit here later and see what we can do with it. I haven't done much with the store, but this is where you can get Windows 8 apps to install on the machine. That noise you heard, and you'll hear it again now.
Bing. Trending. Subway arrest. Fiscal cliff. Egypt protests. Tourist
that war. Is Jaws'
Snake on plane.
Way
or Aurora Australis over the South
know.
Indian Ocean. Copyright NASA image. Expanded.
That we've crossed a boundary here in the screen. And then there's our news app.
Explore NVDA user configuration directory.
And again, I've right arrowed and we've passed another boundary or page here in this screen. And you heard it say NVDA configuration.
NVDA.
And there's NVDA. That's one of the programs I've installed. And it puts these programs, as you install them, even the old desktop applications, it puts in here.
Creative Software Auto Update. The Quad Band.
And Daniel has a unique way of saying things. That's the Cube, which is a Twitter client. Which, if you're using the Cube on Windows 7 for Twitter, you'll also find it works in Windows 8 with some key configuration exceptions.
Microsoft Mouse and Keyboard Center.
Okay, and I've down arrowed here, and we'll go back across.
FS Reader.
There's FS Reader installed with JAWS.
Winamp.
Winamp.
Travel. Prague. Czech Republic. Prague Editorial Hero 2x1 image. Expanded.
There's another app.
SkyDrive. Maps. Photos. Expanded. People. Jeffrey Robertson image. Patrick Coral image. Peggy Steele Kurt image.
Yeah,
Joe Steinkamp image. Monica Williard image. Expanded.
That's like MSN Messenger. And that's listing some of my Facebook contacts.
Messaging. Expanded.
And then there is messaging again. I'm not sure what the difference between the People app and the messaging app is. I haven't messed with these a whole lot.
Finance. S&P 500. 1,416.13 plus 0.15% plus 2.19. 12/7/2012-2:52 p.m. EST.
Back across
expanded.
The grid again.
Sports. Boston Globe Red Sox like their moves, but not everyone does. Expanded. Games.
These are more apps.
Camera. Uninstall FS Reader 2.0. JAWS 14. Microsoft Mouse and Keyboard Center. JAWS 14.
Okay, and I'm down at the bottom.
Uninstall FS Reader 2.0. Camera. Games. Sports. Boston Globe Red Sox like their moves, but not everyone does.
This,
expanded.
We can just simply hit the escape. Or...
Finance. Dow. Messaging. Expanded. Desktop.
Oh, there it is.
Not selected desktop.
Down in the bottom left part of the grid, there's a desktop.
Weather. 46 degrees. Akron. Fog. 48°/44°.
And these
20
apps
scenage. Expanded.
Are all dynamic. And they will display different things for you. Like the weather, they're just told what the current conditions were here. The news app and the finance app, you heard say things. And those are current news stories. And these all change dynamically as you move over them.
News. Egypt's struggle will cost mercy, even if he wins. D2164D70. Music.
And this is the bottom row here. This gets weird. And this is one of the things that takes a lot of getting used to in Windows 8, is this new screen.
Video.
You don't have first letter key navigation to get through this, so unfortunately you just have to go up and down and left and right arrow until you find what you're looking for.
Core temp.
And there is a search, and you can do some searches to work around this.
Creative audio control panel. Microsoft Mouse. JAWS 14.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get out of this.
Escape. Desktop. Folder view list view. Facebook.
So I hit escape there. Let's hit this again. The Windows key.
Start screen. Mail. Expanded.
Now in Windows 7, you were put in a search field. In Windows 8, you're not. But if I start typing here, let's say we want to do control panel. If I just start typing here.
C. Search box. O. N. Control panel. T. R. Control panel.
There we go. Okay. And then it shows it here, and if I were to hit enter on it, it would go right into it. If I tab.
Tab. Search apps list box. Apps. 3 results.
We can search for apps.
Settings. 17 results.
Settings.
Files. 1 results.
Files.
Bing.
We can do a Bing search.
Finance.
And various other.
Games. Internet Explorer.
Things you can look through here. Let's go back up to the top.
Home. Apps. 3 results.
And we'll tab again.
Tab. Apps list box. Control panel.
And if we just hit enter here.
Enter. All control panel items. Action center link.
Then we're in the control panel.
Add features to Windows 8 link. Action center link.
And basically, this is just like the Windows 7 control panel. I've got it set up here to show things in an icon view. And you can also do the first letter navigation.
S. Sound link. S. Speech recognition link. S. Storage spaces link. S. Sync center link.
And I'm not going to bother to go through every one of these icons on the control panel. But it is very, very similar to Windows 7. It looks just about like it. There's a few new control panel items here. So.
Alt F4. Desktop. Folder view list view.
That's how you can do a search for things, and that kind of alleviates the fact that you don't have a start menu and all programs and things like that, and you've got a kind of a clunky start menu, at least, you know, from a blind point of view, where you can't do first letter navigation through it to find things quickly. So you can search if you know what you're looking for. And that kind of alleviates the problem, but not totally, because if you don't know what you're looking for, then you might have a problem. Okay, so as you can see there, the desktop pretty much looks like the Windows 7 desktop. When you get Windows 8, you won't have the icons on the desktop, except for the recycle bin. And what you can do to get some of these on there, like computer and documents, things like that, control panel, network. You can go into control panel. So you would just hit your Windows key, type control panel and enter. And then you want to look for personalization. And in personalization, then you're going to start tabbing around. You're going to look for change desktop icons. And when you go in there, you can turn on different icons for the desktop, including computer, the home screen for documents, you know, for the user, you know, applications, downloads, programs, my music, documents, all that stuff. Control panel, network, and that's about it. And then as you install programs, like we saw, they go on the start screen, but they also go on the desktop. If it's an old style, you know, Windows 7 application or whatever, and when it installs, you're going to find that on the desktop. Okay, so that covers basically what the desktop looks like, what the control panel looks like, what the start screen looks like. Next, we'll bring up NVDA, and we'll try out a few of these apps. And I think the first one we'll try will be the Mail app, and I'll show you kind of how that works. And it definitely does work. You can send email back and forth with it. It's a no-frills kind of thing. Don't expect it to look like Outlook or Outlook Express or even Windows Live Mail. It doesn't. Mine here is tied to my Windows Live Mail account. And that's one of the things you'll find out with Windows 8 is when you install it, it's going to want you to set up a Windows Live account to tie all of these goodies, their apps and stuff into, so you can go to the App Store and get apps and all of that good stuff. Mail is also connected to that. There are ways to set up other accounts in it, but I really haven't messed with that. Another one of the differences in Windows 8, when you turn the computer on, it will want you to log in. And if time permits, I'll show you a way that you can turn that off, and maybe a couple of other things. But like I said, next we'll get NVDA up and running here, and we'll try to look at a couple of apps for you. Okay, we have NVDA up and running here now, and I'm going to try and show you a few applications with it, or at least a couple. And then we'll look at system access with the same applications. And if time permits, we may look at Narrator a little bit as well.
Startups list of programs in this new grouping. Mail expanded to logo Hotmail calendar. Alex Deese's birthday on Deck 10. What colon Alex Deese's birthday date colon Deck 10 send any.
All right, let's look at Mail first.
Mail. List all cached messages in current folder from Hotmail calendar. Subject Alex Deese's birthday on Deck 10. Received December 9, 2012. Read 1 of 4.
All right, we have some messages setting in here in my Hotmail account.
From Hotmail calendar. Subject Rena Brown's birthday on Deck 9. Received December 8, 2012. Unread. From Rick Harmon. Subject another test. Received December 7, 2012. From Rick Harmon. Subject testing. Received December 6, 2012. Read 4 of 4.
All right, let's tap around a little bit here in this app.
New left paren control plus N right paren button. New left paren control plus N right paren.
If we press this, we can create a new message.
Respond left paren control plus R right paren button collapsed. Submenu respond left paren control plus R right paren.
Reply to the highlighted message here by pressing this button.
Delete left paren control plus D right paren button. Delete left paren control plus D right paren.
And we can delete.
Rick Harmon button.
That takes me into some kind of a profile for myself.
Rick Harmon button. Hello, this is a test of the Windows 8 Mail app sent from Windows Mail.
And then that basically is just what the current highlighted message says. It's just a preview, I guess.
Back button.
And then we have a back button.
List all cached messages in current folder from Rick Harmon. Subject testing. Receive.
Let's go back.
Back button. Space. blank, mail, blank.
Well, what I've noticed in these apps, at least in NVDA, is that you typically have to tab around and left and right or up and down arrow to get around. If you just up and down arrow on some of these apps, you don't get a whole lot. I'll show you that in a news app here, but here in the mail, I guess we just tab.
List, inbox 1 of 6.
All right, and this is our list of boxes, and we're in the inbox right now.
Drafts not selected, 2 of 6.
And I'm just arrowing down here right now.
Sent items not selected, 3 of 6. Outbox not selected, 4 of 6. Junk not selected, 5 of 6. Deleted items not selected, 6 of 6.
So pretty straightforward. You got several boxes here.
Inbox 1 of 6.
Let's go back into the inbox.
List all cached messages in current folder from Hotmail calendar. Subject Alex Deese's birthday on deck. From Hotmail calendar. Subject read. From Rick Harmon. Subject another test. Received December 7, 2012. Read 3 of 4.
And I can enter on this, I believe.
From Rick Harmon. Subject testing. Received December 6, 2012. Read 4 of 4. From Rick Harmon. Subject another test. Received.
And actually, I can't. I have to tab around.
New left parent control plus N. Respond left parent control. Delete left parent control. Rick Harmon button. Rick Harmon button. Hi, just another test. Sent from Windows Mail. Sent from Windows Mail.
And I'll up and down arrow here.
Hi, just another test. Hi, just another test.
Okay, so basically it just says what I said. Hi, this is just another test.
Sent from Windows Mail.
And it says it's sent from Windows Mail.
Sent from Windows Mail.
And that's about it.
Rick Harmon button. Rick Harmon button. Delete left paren control plus D right. Respond left paren control. New left paren control plus N right. List all cached messages in current folder from Rick Harmon. Subject another test. Received December 7, 2012. From Rick Harmon. Subject testing. Received December 6, 2012. Read 3 of 3.
And I can also press the delete key in this list, and the messages will be deleted, so you don't have to tab around to the delete key.
From Hotmail calendar, subject Rita Brown's birthday on deck 9. From Hotmail back button. New left paren control plus N right paren button. New left paren control plus N right paren.
Create a new message.
Space. To grouping, enter an email address or any name in your contact list. To combo box required editable, enter an email address or any name in your contact list. Blah, R-I-R-C-K-A-T, Rixt. E-R, Rixter. 1, 9, Rick 2, Rixter 6, 3, Rixter 19,263. 3, 6, Rixter 2, Rixter 19, 9, Rixter 1.
Okay, learn to type.
Blank. 1, blank. 9, Rixter 96, Rixter 3, Rixter 9. At Rick A, T, A, I, L dot C, O, M. Rickster 1963 at hotmail.com. Add people from your contact list button.
And I'm tabbing now.
CC grouping, enter an email address or any name in your contact list. CC combo box required editable, enter an email address or any name in your contact list. Blank.
And we could CC here.
Add people from your contact list button.
And we could do that again here for the CC.
Show more button. Subject edit, enter a subject for this message, blank. H-E-L-O. Sent from Windows Mail edit, enter the body of the email here.
And then here's the body. And I could wipe out this sent from just by selecting it and deleting.
H-E-L-O space E-V-R-Y-O-N-E space A-T-A-C-C-E-S-I-B-L-E space W-O-R-L-D dot. Hello everyone at Accessible World.
Okay, and I just typed in a real simple message there.
Send button, send.
And if I tab, we have a send.
Close button, close.
Close.
To grouping, enter an email address or any name in your contact list. To combo box required editable and close button, okay. Close. Send button, send.
Yeah, we just wrap around. So let's send this.
Space, mail, inbox heading. List all cached messages in current folder. Rick Harmon, hello, 9:22 p.m. 1 of 1.
And there it is. And to see it, I just tab around here.
New left paren control. Respond left paren. Delete left paren control. Rick Harmon button. Rick Harmon button. Hello everyone at Accessible World.
And then there's my message.
Back button. Document. Hello everyone at accessible
and
work back button.
I can tab around here.
List all cached messages in current new left paren control. Respond left paren control plus R right paren space.
It.
Expanded. Menu. Reply all forward.
Oh, okay. And then when I press on that, I expand that out.
Reply all forward. Reply. Forward. Reply. Reply all. Forward.
And then I have the options to reply to all, or forward.
Reply.
Let's just reply.
Sent from Windows Mail from colon. Rick Harmon sent colon. December 9, 2012. Blank. H-E-L-L-O space. B-A-C.
Oh, I'm noticing something here with the editing of the message.
Hello, Ma.
I'm at least in NVDA. Not able to interact here.
Bah.
Wow.
Bah.
If I do an insert up arrow to read the line, I can read it, but that's about all I can do.
Bah.
Yeah, interesting. Well, let's escape out of this.
Close menu.
And what we'll do is get out of NVDA here and go into system access and see what this looks like. Okay, we now have system access running here. I had to get it to access my account here on this machine, but I've got that fixed now and it is up and running. And it's using eSpeak here, so it's not NVDA running, it is system access. So I guess I should have chose one of the other voices, but I didn't like the Eloquence on here. It sounded like it was too loud or something and it was muffled. So, all right, but we are back here in the mail app.
Blank. Send button. Editable text, blank. Enter the body of the email here.
Okay.
Selected all. Bar. Sent from Windows Mail. From Rick Harmon sent. December 9, 2012, 922.
All right, let's try to reply to this.
H-E-L. Neo speech voice text has been installed. Oh.
Okay.
Space. B A C K space A T space Y U space F R F space A C C E S I B A E space R L D exclaim world accessible from you.
Okay. Now system access is allowing me to navigate here. And
space. T.
Yeah. By character and by word.
Button. Send. Editable text. Hello back at you from accessible world. Enter the body of the email key.
So, system access works better with the mail app currently than NVDA does, apparently. And this is the latest NVDA running here. 2012. Oh, what is it called? R3 or whatever it's called. So, there you go. There is a difference there between NVDA and system access here. Let's
hello back at you from send button.
We'll send that.
From Rick Harmon, subject new control plus N button. Respond control plus R button. Delete control plus D Rick Harmon button. Rick Harmon button. Rick Harmon button. Rick Harmon. Rick Harmon button.
Oh, and it's stuck in there.
Button. Respond control plus R. New control back button.
See if we can go backwards here.
Button back. New control plus N but back button. Button back. New control plus N respond control plus delete control plus D Rick Harmon button. Rick Harmon button. Rick Harmon button. Rick Harmon button delete control plus D.
Yeah, and system access isn't letting me go back here to my list of email folders.
End of line.
Let's escape out of this. See if that'll do it. Yeah, let me close it.
App start. Mail.
It, go back into it.
1 of 40. Calendar. Rena Brown's birthday. All day. Internet Explorer. Calendar. Rena Brown's birthday. All day. Now mail. 1 of 4. Yeah. Mail. Launch mail app. From Rick Harmon. Subject. Hello. Received December 9, 2012. Read. 2 of 2. From Rick Harmon. Subject. Read. Hello, received December 9, 2012, unread, 1 of 2.
Okay, and there's the reply.
New control plus N button. Respond, Control plus R, delete, Control plus D, Rick Harmon button. Rick Harmon button. Button, Rick Harmon button, delete, Control plus D. Rick Harmon button, Rick Harmon button.
Now what System Access isn't doing here is looping around.
Mail, start of page.
So I'll go to the top.
Back button. New, Control plus respond, delete, Rick Harmon button, Rick Harmon button. Rick Harmon button, Rick Harmon. Mail, start of page, Hotmail inbox. Mail, start of page, Hotmail inbox. Button back. Hotmail inbox button back. Hotmail inbox. Oh.
Now System Access navigates this app completely different.
Button back.
And it's not allowing me to go back here for whatever reason. So that kind of shows you, at least here with the Mail app, that there is a long ways to go with NVDA and System Access at using these apps and navigating them and doing everything inside of them that you can do. Let me close this out.
Apply start, Mail, 1 of 14. Group 1.
Let me close System Access.
Shutting down System Access.
And let me bring NVDA back up.
Desktop list, Rick Harmon.
Okay.
Startups list of program.
Okay, so we're off to a shaky start here on the Mail. Let's pick another one.
People expanded logo Regina Linpe. Messaging expanded row 3, column 1. Desktop expanded row 4, column 1.
And we're only going to do a couple of these.
Weather expanded 52 degrees, Akron, fog, 52 degrees slash 43 degrees, 20C image row 4,
Let's
column 3.
Go into weather.
Weather. Weather app. Bing weather list 52 degrees, fog feels like 52 degrees, WDT sun 952 degrees slash 43 degrees, light showers Monten 43 degrees slash 30 degrees, light showers to 1136.
And that will start reading the current conditions and the forecast for each day throughout the rest of the week. And it kind of just reads all of it.
Hourly forecast list. Time forecast feels like Bing weather list. 52 degrees. Fog feels like 52 degrees. WDT sun 952 degrees slash 43 degrees. Light showers Monten 43 degrees slash 30 degrees. Light showers to 1136 degrees slash 25 degrees. Partly cloud.
And what it's doing there is it's giving the forecast for Monday, the high and the low, and, you know, whether it's going to rain or not. And for Tuesday and Wednesday and so on and so forth. But you don't have any way to just maneuver through that and look at that.
Hourly forecast list. Time forecast feels like precip. Chance 10:00 p.m. 51 degrees. Light showers 51 degrees 90%. 11:00 p.m. 52 degrees. Light showers 52 degrees 90%.
Probabilities of precipitation and all that good stuff.
Maps list. Temperature regional not selected.
And what I'm doing here right now is just right arrowing.
Temperature national not selected. Satellite national not selected. Historical weather list. Jan Feb Mar April May Jun Jul August Sep Oct Nov Dec 10 degrees 20 degrees 30.
Okay, so that app is a little bit problematic. You can get some information out of it, but it's not great.
Startups list of programs in this view. Grouping. Mail expand. Calendar expanded logo. Rihanna Brown's birthday. All day. 9. Sunday row 1 column 3. Photos expanded row 2. Finance expanded logo S. Sports expanded logo Boston Globe dash grouping. Games collapsed row 3 column 1. Grouping. Sports news expanded logo Scalia. Kennedy Os.
Let's try news.
News.
And we'll look at this with the System Access screen reader as well.
Blank.
Go to the top.
Top story list. Scalia. Kennedy are central to showdown on gay rights. Tribune Washington Bureau 6 hours ago. For more than 2 decades, the defining battles within the Supreme Court over social and moral controversies have been fought between two Catholics appointed by President Ronald Reagan. Not selected. U.S. list, same-sex couples wedding wash for first time Reuters 6 hours ago. Hundreds of well-wishers braved the damp and chilly Seattle morning to celebrate the world list. Islamist-leaning draft constitution divides the technology list. Browser wars flare again, on little screens. The New York Times 3 hours ago shaping the browser. Business list, the week ahead, colon, Washington in focus, Benzinger 9.
Let's just select one of these and we'll enter on it. And you hear my iPhone there, sorry about that.
Blank. go back button. With few weeks left in the calendar year, the second full week of December will likely be dominated by policymakers in Washington, the Federal Reserve on Thursday, and continued political banter between Republican and Democratic leaders throughout the week. Although the left quote fiscal cliff right quote dash dash a legally mandated set of government spending cuts and tax increases dash dash doesn't go into effect until January 1, the window for reaching a deal before the end of the year is rapidly closing, particularly with investors should look for more speeches from President Obama. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader McConnell dash dash all have the potential to create market if politicians are able to avert the fiscal cliff. Markets, go back button.
Have a go back button.
Blank. Bing Daily Text, Bing Daily Technology Grouping, Technology Heading, Technology Link.
And it appears I'm stuck. Go back up to the top of this.
Image Attribution Button Submenu. Top Story List, Scalia, Kennedy are central to showdown on gay rights strip.
Okay, and then I'm... they're back at the top.
U.S. list, same dash sex couples wedding wash for first time Reuters 6 hours ago, hundreds of
so
well
you
dash
can get some information out of this. Head owner on that story.
Blank, go back button. Blank news. Blank, 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 go back button. Blank, blank.
And that one's not.
Blank news. Blank, blank.
Not reading anything there.
Go back button. Space.
All right. Let's give System Access a chance on this. Close NVDA out.
Exit NVDA dialog. Are you sure you want to quit NVDA? Yes. Stay.
And we'll start System Access.
System Access is ready. Magnification is off. Desktop list. Rick Harmon. 1 of 17. News. One news app, Bing Daily, heading, top story,
okay,
news,
go to the
start
top
of
here.
Page, heading level 1, Bing Daily, heading level 2, top story.
Now, System Access does let me down arrow through this instead of having to right and left arrow and tab and all that good stuff to get to these lists. I'm just down arrowing through this now.
Button, image attribution, Bing Daily, top story, list.
And then it stops.
Same-sex couples wedding wash, Scalia, Kennedy are central to showdown on gay
and
rights.
And I have to write and left arrow
Washington
again
Euro.
To navigate
6 hours
lists.
Ago, same-sex couples wedding is... Same-sex couples wed Islamist-leaning draft constitution divides Egypt. Associated Press.
And this is cutting off on me.
Islamist-leaning draft cons browser wars flare again on little screens. The New York Times.
Let's enter on this one and see what it does.
Button, go back, button, news, start of page, button, go back, news, start of page, E, button, go back, heading level 1, browser wars flare again, on little screens, Claire Kane Miller, The New York Times, Sunday, December 9, 2012, button, browser wars flare again, on little screens, disabled, Kimihiro Hoshino agents France Press Getty Images. Button, browser wars flare again, on little screen, end of page. Already at end of page.
Well, and you sure don't get much out of that. Alright, let's close this one out.
Apple start, mail, 1 of 14.
Alright, let's group. Let in, or let's let System Access here look at something else, I don't know. Let's see, what can we try?
Calendar, Rena Brown's birthday, calendar, launching calendar, blank.
Now, NVDA and System Access did appear to work pretty well with this when I was messing around with it earlier.
Calendar. A. December 2012. Sunday. Monday.
Wow. Well, System Access just totally stopped talking.
So, Tuesday.
Wow.
Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. Sunday. List. Thursday. November 8, 2012. Button. Thursday, November 15, 2012 button, Thursday, November 22, Thursday, November 29, Friday, November 30, 2012 button.
Now, clearly it's December, but this is showing me November for some reason.
Saturday, December 1.
Let me show you this with NVDA, because NVDA handled this a lot better than System Access is doing this right now. And that's just... what I'm trying to show you here. I don't want to edit a lot of this out because I want to show you
shutting down exactly system
what
access.
Screen readers are doing with these apps. Yeah, let's bring up NVDA.
Taskbar. Calendar icon. List with 47 items. One button. Calendar. Startups list of pro calendar expanded logo arena calendar.
Here.
Calendar. List Sunday, December 2, 2012 button. Sunday, December 9, 2012 button.
Yeah. And now we're in the right place. We're even in the right month. Which was very, very strange why System Access did that. But if I go in here now.
Details grouping. What edit blank?
It's allowing me to set up an appointment here on the 9th. Wants to know what it is.
Save this event button. Cancel button. Notes edit.
We can type in some notes for it.
When grouping. When combo box December collapsed.
And we can set when. There's the month.
When combo box 09 Sunday collapsed.
There's the day.
When combo box 2012 collapsed.
There's the year.
Start grouping. Start combo box 10 collapsed.
And there's the hour.
Start combo box 00 collapsed.
And the minute.
Start combo box PM collapsed.
And AM PM.
How long combo box 1 hour collapsed.
And how long it is.
Where edit blank.
And where?
Calendar combo box black square calendar in dash rix to 1963 at hotmail.com collapsed.
And then we can choose where to put it at.
Show more button. What edit blank.
And we're back to what, so. This looks very easy to use from NVDA. From SA, it looked a little less usable.
Save this event button. Cancel button. Space cancel. Calendar list Saturday, December 1.
All right. Well, I don't want to go into a whole lot more of these apps, just due to time limitations, because we don't want to sit here all night. And you pretty much get the point that none of these screen readers so far work perfectly with the apps. And it's definitely going to take a while for them to catch up, and it's going to take us a while to get used to using them. They don't navigate exactly like traditional programs, and, you know, they're just different. And as I said, I can't test these out with JAWS on this machine because I have some issues, and I'm afraid that they would kind of taint my results here, so I don't want to do that. All right, now that we've covered apps in Windows 8, let's cover one more really big feature that for a lot of people is going to be a huge change. And this is ribbons. Ribbons are very prevalent in Windows 8. Let's go in and look at computer.
Devices with removable storage one row header. Hard disk drives expanded. Not selected Windows 7C. Local disk 209 GB, 75.1 GB.
Yeah, all right. We're in the computer, which is now actually called File Explorer if you do a Windows E. Or if you just go into it from the desktop from computer, it's still called computer on the desktop. And on the outside, it looks the same.
Backup E. Devices with removable storage expanded. Devices with removable storage. DVDRW drive D.
Just going up and down the list here.
Devices with removable storage one row header. Hard disk drives expanded. Backup E. Local disk 256. Enter. Backup E. Items view multi-select
and
list box. Not selected at E. My music. Perflogs. Program files.
Looks just the same as it did in earlier versions pretty much. Nothing really different.
Program files. 12/9/2012/9:31 PM file folder.
And it'll give you all that information if you got it set to detailed view. Now let's hit our Alt key. And normally you're used to coming up to a normal style menu.
Upper ribbon. Ribbon tabs tab. Home tab.
Now in Explorer here on Windows 8, you have a ribbon. So let's poke around this a little bit.
Share tab. View tab. Leaving ribbons. Minimize the ribbon button. Alt followed by Y. Get help. Help button. Alt followed by E. Application menu button drop down grid. Ribbon tabs tab. Home tab.
And I'm just right arrowing through this. If you want to go into any one of these ribbons, you just down arrow to drop into it.
Share tab. Home tab.
Let's drop down into the home tab. I'll down arrow.
Clipboard toolbar. Group. Copy button. Alt followed by H, comma. CO. Tab. Paste button unavailable.
And then I'll just start tabbing here. You copy and paste.
Tab. Cut button.
Cut.
Tab. Copy path button.
And copy the path. That comes in handy.
Tab. Paste shortcut button unavailable. Tab. Organize toolbar. Group. Move to button drop down. Tab. Copy to button drop down. Tab. Delete. Delete split button. Delete control plus D.
And you don't have to use the ribbon to do a lot of this. A lot of this you can still do the old ways. Or you can use the application key. The application key still works well.
Tab. Rename button unavailable. Alt followed by A tab. New toolbar. Group. New folder button. Alt tab. New item button drop down. Tab. Easy access button drop down. Tab. Open toolbar. Group. Properties. Properties split button. Properties alt plus enter.
In here.
Tab. Open the selected file with the default program. Open split button. Tab. Edit button unavailable. Alt followed by H comma. Tab. History button unavailable. Tab. Select toolbar. Group. Select all button. Alt tab. Select none button. Tab. Invert selection button. Tab. Leaving ribbons. Application menu button drop down grid. Tab. Properties button. Alt followed by 1. Tab. New folder button. Tab. Customize quick access toolbar button. Tab. Ribbon tabs tab. Home tab.
And we've wrapped around.
Share tab. View tab.
Let's go into the view tab here. We'll drop down into it now.
Choose what to display in the navigation pane. Panes toolbar. Group. Navigation pane button drop down. Tab. Preview pane button. Tab. Details pane button. Tab. Layout toolbar. Group. Views change your view. Tab. Current view toolbar. Group. Sort by button drop. Tab. Group by button drop down. Tab. Add columns button drop down. Tab. Size all columns to fit button. Tab. Show slash hide toolbar. Group. Item check. Tab. File name extensions checkbox checked. Alt followed by V comma. HF. Tab. Hidden items checkbox checked. Alt followed by V comma. HH.
And you see some of this is quite a bit different than what you're used to in Windows 7 and earlier.
Tab. Hide selected items button. Tab. Toolbar. Group. Options change settings for open. Tab. Leaving ribbons. Application menu button drop. Tab. Properties button. Alt followed by 1. Tab. New folder button. Tab. Customize quick access toolbar button. Tab. Ribbon tabs tab. View tab. Tab. Leaving ribbons. Minimize the ribbon button. Alt followed by Y. Tab. Help button. Alt followed by E. Tab. Panes toolbar. Group. Navigation pane tab. Preview pane button.
And we've wrapped around here now.
Ribbon tabs tab. View tab. Leaving ribbons. Minimize the ribbon button. Alt followed by Y. Help button. Alt followed by E.
Oops.
Escape. Leaving menus. Items view multi-select list box. Program files. 12/9/2012/9:31 PM file folder.
And then if we hit our Alt key again.
Upper ribbon. Ribbon tabs tab. View tab.
If you up arrow anywhere through here. Oh no, okay. Thought the quick access ribbon was there and it's not.
Leaving ribbons. Minimize the ribbon button. Alt followed by Y.
So this is really interesting. And it's going to take people quite a while to get used to it. I've managed to go into it and set my view to details and all of that stuff. So it's not in a tile view. And I didn't have too much trouble. But, you know, if you walk away from it for a while and you come back, you kind of got to think about things and how to do them.
Escape. Leaving menus. Items view multi-select list box.
And I'll also show you here that you just hit the application key as well.
Applications. Context menu. O. Open. O.
And you still have most of your things here that you're used to seeing, like open.
Open a new window. E. Pin to start. P. Add to Winamp's bookmark list. B. Enqueue in Winamp. E. Play in Winamp. P. Share with submenu. H.
Now the share with is new. And I haven't looked at this enough to comment on it, so I'm just going to skip past talking about sharing. But Windows 8 has some sharing abilities that are new as well.
Include in library submenu, I. Send to submenu, N.
And you still have your send to.
Cut, T. Copy, C. Create shortcut, S. Delete, D. Properties, R. Open, O.
So, as you see, you don't have to go up to the ribbon to do everything.
Escape. Leaving menus. Backup E. Items view multi-select list box. Program files. 12/9/2012/9:31 PM file folder.
All right. Yeah, we just briefly looked at that. I know I didn't show you a whole lot there, but we're running short on time, so I don't want to waste a whole lot of time here on that. Also, we have Internet Explorer 10, and some of you are probably wondering what that's like.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, I, Internet Explorer. Enter. Windows Internet Explorer. One frame, 31 regions, 16 headings and 129 links. MSN for Windows 8 banner. Link for Windows 8. Link g.msn.com/number. Banner slash number.
All right. And we are in MSN here now.
Banner end. Search region. Search Alt plus S. Edit. Web search button. Search region end. News heading level 5 link. List of 3 items.
And this all pretty much works exactly the same as IE9. So if you're used to using IE9 already, then you're not going to see all that much of a change. It's supposed to be faster, supposedly more secure, and all that good stuff. But if you're used to doing things like the download manager on IE9, then you're not going to have any problems. Here with IE10, everything pretty much looks the same.
Menu bar, file, F.
And we still don't have a ribbon in IE, so you can
edit,
still
e,
move
view,
around here.
V, favorites, A, tools, T, help, H.
And you have the same menus you're used to in IE9. So the ribbons aren't everywhere, but they're in a lot of places. And they'll just keep creeping in, I'm sure.
Escape, leaving menus, list.
All right, and I'm not going to cover much here in IE10 either, because like I said, if you're used to IE9, then IE10's just the same old thing over again, really. Not that much of a difference, and I don't think there's a lot of new features that we're too worried about either. All right, well, that covers, briefly, ribbons and IE. Next, we'll show you a couple of things that you can change to affect a few default behaviors of Windows 8 that you may not like. All right, we have Windows 8 back up here with JAWS 14. And we'll talk about a couple more things before I wrap this up and let you ask me some questions. Another new feature in Windows 8 is the charms. You can get to the charms using Windows C.
Windows C. Start button.
And that takes us to a list of all the available charms. One being Start, which takes you to the Start screen.
Devices button.
Devices.
Settings button.
Settings.
Search button.
Search.
Share button.
Sharing.
Start button.
And it wraps back around. Now, each one of these also has its own shortcut key.
Escape, desktop, folder view list view, Rick Harmon.
Settings is Windows I.
Windows I, folder view list view, Rick Harmon, settings, list box, control panel.
Okay, and we have a list of things we can do in here. We go to the control panel.
Personalization.
Personalization, where you can change your desktop icons, themes, display settings, all that kind of stuff.
PC info.
You can get PC info.
Help.
Help.
Networks. Network button.
Get into your networks.
Notifications button. On.
Get to your notification center.
Change PC settings button.
Yeah, change your settings. Just different shortcuts to different things here based on computer settings.
Escape. Desktop. Folder view list view. Rick Harmon.
And if we do a Windows F.
Windows F. Search box edit.
This takes us to the search charm, which is the exact same place that if you press the Start button or the Windows key and start typing, this is right where you wind up.
Tab. Search suggestions list box. Util. Util.
Yeah, it remembers my last search.
Tab. Search apps list box. Files.
Let's me choose where I'm searching for that. Files.
Settings.
Settings.
Apps.
Apps and so on.
Tab. Tab. Search box edit. Escape. File search. Escape, desktop, folder view list view, Rick Harmon.
And you get to the other things there, such as sharing. Apps can share, and there's certain other things that can share. I haven't messed with much with that yet. Another shortcut that can come in handy is Windows X.
Windows X, context menu, P.
This brings you up a context menu, and it has different things that you can do from here.
Programs and features. Programs and features. F. Power options. O. Event viewer. V. System. Y. Device manager. M. Disk management. K. Computer management. G. Command prompt. C. Command prompt admin. A. Task manager. T. Control panel. P. File explorer. E. Search. S. Run. R. Desktop. D. Programs and features. F.
And then we wrap back around. So just more shortcuts.
Escape. Leaving menus.
And those all can come in quite handy.
Escape.
Let's go back to the desk.
Windows M. Desktop. Folder view list view. Rick Harmon.
Okay, another interesting thing that Windows 8 does is when you install Windows 8, it makes you set up a Live Mail or Windows Live Hotmail or Live Mail account. And then each time you turn the computer on and come up into Windows 8, it wants you to log in using those credentials. If you'd rather not do that, and you'd rather Windows 8 just come up for you, if you're not going to share this with other people, things like that, you know, it's your home computer, and so on, you can disable that. And if we do a run, which is Windows R.
Windows R. Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open. Edit combo. Control Usurp Passwords 2. Alt plus O.
All right, and it's still here. So if you type in Control, C-O-N-T-R-O-L, and a space, then User Passwords 2, that's U-S-E-R-P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D-S, and the number 2, and hit Enter.
Enter. User Accounts Dialog. Users Page. User List below to grant ordinary users access to your computer, and to change passwords and other settings. Users must enter a username and password to use this computer. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus E. Rickster1963@hotmail.com. Home users. Administrators.
Okay. And when we bring this up...
Users must enter a username and password to use this computer. Checkbox not checked.
By default, this will be checked. If you uncheck it, go to OK. Then it'll ask you for your password twice. Go to OK again. And then you reboot, and you'll come back up, and that login will no longer be there. It's just come right up into Windows 8, like you're maybe used to already on Windows 7 or Vista or XP or whatever. So that's one nice thing you can change if you want to. Okay, and lastly, one very strange thing that Windows 8 does, and you'll definitely want to change this, or at least most people will. By default, if you press the delete key on something in Windows 8, it deletes it. You're not prompted. And fortunately, there's a workaround for this.
Windows M. Desktop. Folder view list view. Rick Harmon.
Find the recycle bin.
Ah. Recycle bin.
Do an Alt Enter for properties, or hit your
applications
key.
Context menu. O. Open. Properties. R.
And choose properties.
Enter. Leaving menus. Folder view list view. Recycle bin. Recycle bin properties dialog. General page.
And if we
list
tap
view.
Around
backup
here.
Tab. Custom size tab. Maximum size M tab. Display delete confirmation dialog checkbox checked. Alt plus D.
There's a...
Display delete confirmation dialog checkbox checked.
Display delete confirmation dialog. And in Windows 8, you'll find this to be unchecked. So if you check it and go to OK.
Tap OK button. Space. User accounts dialog. Users page. User list below to grant ordinary users access to your... Escape. Desktop. Folder view.
Then that will be fixed. And when you delete, you'll be prompted once again, which is what most people are going to want. All right. Well, I appreciate your patience here, sitting with me through all the trials and tribulations of this demonstration of Windows 8. We'll wrap this up now, and I will be happy to try and answer any questions that you may have. I am no expert at Windows 8, like most of you out there. I'm still learning how to use it myself, but I'll do the best I can to answer your questions. Thank you for having me here this evening.
Mic is open.
Well, everybody seems to have left the shop here. All right. Let's see if Robert comes back here and we can start asking questions.
Okay, I couldn't get the key. Sorry, Rick. Outstanding presentation, as I knew it would be. I like that last trick that you showed. Could you give your contact information? I'll bet you're going to get some questions here from this crowd. So would you please, let me start with an easy one while Susan's lining up the questions here, please. What is your contact information?
Sure. You can get a hold of me by my personal email address, which is rickharmon, RickHarmon, at sbcglobal.net. Or you can also get a hold of me at the Blind Geek Zone, www.blind-geek-zone.net. And there's a contact page there that you can fill out the form and contact me there as well.
Okay, and we're going to hear about the blindgeekzone.net website down the road, because Rick's done a lot of work with that. And it's a great great website for podcasts and such. And you guys who want to do podcasts, get a hold of Rick. And if you pass his screening, he'll be on there. Okay, Susan, do we have our first question, please?
We do. Our first question is from Mike H.
Hi, Rick. This is Mike, and I want to say a great presentation. And my question is I know that from your podcasts, you're a man that's seen many different versions of Windows. And the question I have is, after a release of a new release of Windows is released, how long should one wait before they update to the newest version?
Very good question. Well, yeah, I've been around for a long, long time. I go clear back to the DOS days. What would be a good time to get a hold of Windows 8? Well, a lot of people out there will say to wait till the first service pack comes out. I've been messing around here with Windows 8 since the developer preview last September. And generally, I must say, it works pretty good. I've heard some horror stories out there about things that don't work right. I do have some slight issues here with JAWS on this machine due to an incompatible video card. This machine I'm running this on, and I did this demonstration on, is a five-year-old machine. So that'll tell you right there that Windows 8 runs pretty quick. I find it to run a little more quickly and use less resources than Windows 7 does. It's definitely going to run on some of your older hardware out there, providing there are Windows 8 drivers, and like I said, that's one of my problems here, but Windows 8 seems to be pretty stable. You could, I think you could safely get it now, but some people will wait till the first service pack, always before they do anything.
Okay. Susan, next question, please.
Martin Nelson.
Yes, good evening. Very good, Rick. Will you be doing some podcasts like you did on Windows 7 for Windows 8?
Hi, Martin. Very good question. Yeah, I definitely plan on doing that. I know I just touched on things here very briefly. I'm learning myself, so I want to continue to learn here. But yeah, there will definitely be a part two for this at the very least, where we'll get more in-depth into the apps, and we'll tackle the computer ribbon. We'll talk about how installing programs and stuff on Windows 8, all that kind of stuff, and of course maybe other things that people ask me about along the way. Maybe we'll do a couple different parts like we did on Windows 7, and clear back to the Vista days where we did all kinds of stuff. And I know Joseph Lee's out here. Hi, Joseph. And you definitely remember those Vista days and those Vista podcasts up on Blind Geek Zone.
Okay, he sure is out here. Okay, next question, Susan, please.
Nicholas Acosta has two questions. How do you uninstall Windows 8? How do you uninstall a program in Windows 8? And how do you get to a folder in Windows 8?
Uninstalling a program in Windows 8 should be the exact same way as you do it in Windows 7 through Control Panel in Programs and Features. Find the program in the list, hit your application key, and choose Uninstall. Getting to a folder, well, it's the same way as in Windows 7. You just open computer from the desktop, or you know, go into documents from the desktop, or press Windows E to bring up the File Explorer, and just simply navigate to the drive and folder you're looking for.
Good, that sounds easy enough. Okay, next question, Susan, please.
Next is Jerry Hogan, please.
Very well, presentation, Rick. institutions such as Veteran Affairs and state rehab and stuff. When you think window 8 in your own words that it will be ready and compatible with all sorts of scanning devices, Pearl, AI Square product and all this, and printers and scanner. When you think that window 8 will be ready institution would feel comfortable training and issuing them out to various people?
Well, you're basically asking me a question that I just simply cannot answer. I'm not an institution. I'm not state rehab. And all I can tell you is that for the most part, if it runs on Windows 7, it's supposed to run on Windows 8. I just really can't answer that question, unfortunately. But most of the drivers out there for printers, scanners, things like that, should work with a Windows 8 driver or even a Windows 7 driver if it's out there. So I'm hoping that's not a big problem, but I really can't give you a great answer on that question. Sorry, Jerry.
Okay. Susan, next question, please.
The last question I see, at least for now, is from Bobby Vinton, please.
Hey, one other thing that you actually didn't bring up. I know you did this briefly, but antivirus for Windows 7. How about antivirus? And another thing is, will Windows 7 work with Malwarebytes and Super Anti-Spyware? Because those are my favorite programs to fight things.
You mean Windows 8, I take it. That's okay.
Yeah, that's what I assumed too. No, I didn't touch on that actually, and I guess I should have a little bit, but you know we run so short on time on these presentations, and I could probably sit here for 3 hours covering things, but you'd all be gone by then if I did. Windows 8 comes with Windows Defender built into it. Now, Windows Defender on Windows 7 and prior was just sort of kind of a wimpy malware scanner. What Windows Defender is now on Windows 8 is Microsoft Security Essentials and the Windows Defender all in one bundle. So Windows 8 comes right out of the box with antivirus built into it. My guess is that all major antivirus, anti-malware programs would be running with Windows 8 now. I think I had Malwarebytes installed on here, but I can't see any reason why any of that wouldn't work. It should have a Windows 8 ability by this point in time.
All right, Susan, is this our last question then?
Joseph Lee has a comment on Windows 8.
Okay, so about the comment about device drivers. Before you install Windows 8, you have to run Windows Upgrade Assistant. It will tell you what drivers need to be uninstalled. It will tell you what kind of drivers need to be installed and what firmware it requires. Because Windows 8, there are some deep changes to firmware. For instance, in Windows 8 for x64, you technically do need secure boot in firmware in EFI, but you don't. In Windows RT, it is required that OEMs have secure boot enabled. And the other issue would be display drivers. You don't want to install JAWS 13 on Windows 8 because of display driver conflicts it will create for you. You will need updated display drivers, you need updated scanners, but be sure to check on the driver's website to make sure that when there is at least a Windows 7 drivers, or if possible, try to get Windows 8 drivers, because at least on my system, I have a mixture of both of these. I have some cards, I have some devices which has Windows 8 drivers on it, and I have some which all still uses Windows 7. And as Rick mentioned, any device that was released to work with Windows 7 will work with Windows 8. Although, in my experiences from web searches, I personally recommend that you get a PC that was purchased after 2011 to make sure that you have the latest drivers. And yes, the 8 comes in both 32 and 64 bits.
Okay. Rick, any comment on that?
No, not really. He's definitely right, and I agree with him. The newer the machine, the better. But like I said, this machine that I did this demonstration on. The only problem it has is it's running an ATI Radeon card that doesn't have a Windows 7 driver or a Windows 8 driver, so it's running in Microsoft display compatibility mode. And NVDA works great. I don't have any problems with it. JAWS works mostly good, except when I need the JAWS cursor. It doesn't like to work with that for some reason in the Microsoft display compatibility mode. System access, for the most part, works very well, but, you know, like I said, this machine's a 2007 machine. It's a Intel Core 2 Duo 2.66 GHz. I haven't put it on my brand new machine here that I built this year. So, Joseph's right. The newer the machine, obviously, the better. But Windows 8, for the most part, will run really good on some older equipment out there as well.
But I don't mean to interrupt, but I have another comment also, and I also wrote this in the chat. See, I'm running a Toshiba laptop, and when I got my laptop, it was running Windows 7, and I had to upgrade to Windows 8. I actually did a clean installation, but not all drivers are updated to Windows 8, so sometimes you have to wait a bit. And other times, you will have to go, like in my case, I had to go on Toshiba's support website and get the drivers from them because some of the drivers didn't come with Windows 8 or they weren't downloaded automatically. I had to go to the website. So sometimes you can't always depend on if they're gonna come with it or what. You have to go on the website or something and look for them yourself or something.
All right, Hammett, I think that's you. Very good. And if Rick wants to talk to you guys after the event, that's up to him. You guys are really into this. I think it's fabulous. Rick, on behalf of Accessible World and Tech Talk, we want to thank you so very much for this excellent presentation. Rick is a part of our Tech Talk planning team. He's coming up with ideas just like the rest of the team, trying to provide you with great programming all year. This has been a pretty good year, and next year will even be better. I'm confident of that. And for a final word, we give you at this time our coordinator of events, Marsha Moses. Let me again say that next week, Alan Limley on BARD, the new BARD. So, Marsha, the microphone is yours.
Thank you, Rick, for a fine presentation. I'm still on XP, so a lot of what you were saying, I don't know much about 7, so I'm going to have fun next year when I get my new computer. But anyway, thank you so much for this presentation and opening my eyes to how cool Windows 8 can be, as well as a challenge. And thank you all for coming in here to the Pat Price Tech Talk training room for Rick's presentation, and come back next week and hear about BARD. What a wonderful expansion they've made on the BARD NLS has. So everyone take care, have a wonderful week, and hope to see you back here next week at the same time. Take care, have a good week.